WXXI Public Broadcasting and City Newspaper have announced that WXXI has signed a letter of intent to acquire That Weekly publication and its digital platforms. WXXI's Randy Gorman has details.
Two well-known trusted community media brands getting together. That's how leaders of WXXI and City are talking about this tentative deal. Mary Anna and Bill Toler started City Newspaper in 1971, but with the founders and co-publishers thinking about how to extend the life of the paper after their retirement, they approached WXXI leaders about a year ago. Bill Toler says when City looked for a partner, he and Mary Anna felt that WXXI would be a good match.
I don't think any of us are in it for the money. We're in it for what we can do for the community. And I think that's the same thing XXI is here for.
Both the Tollers and WXXI President Norm Silverstein see the potential for an expansion of the journalism produced by the two entities. Silverstein sees a few areas the two media outlets can get started on very soon.
I think it kickstarts a lot of things that we've wanted to do. We've wanted to do more in arts and culture. We've wanted to do more long-form and investigative journalism. This is an opportunity to take advantage of the best of City and the best of XXI and to really make a difference.
Under this deal, City would be run as a for-profit subsidiary of WXXI, and WXXI would remain a not-for-profit public media organization. It's expected the agreement could close within the next few months. Randy Gorman, WXXI News.